love lessons from the life of Ruth. In our Bible class, we were emphasizing the fact that the Bible is a book that talks about and describes for us the relationship between God and man. And it teaches us important things that God wants us to know by showing how God deals with man, what God says to man, and what happens when man takes what God says and either lives according to that or does not. The book of Ruth is no exception. It is a very short book, as we talked about in our introductory lesson, giving an overview of the book last Sunday evening. A very short book, but an important lesson. Some reason why God put this story in His book. And I think it's because we can learn some important lessons. In Ruth 1, 15 through 18, we have one of the most significant passages in the book, and probably the one that's familiar to you over and above any other, because you've heard it read at weddings before, I'm sure, and maybe at other times. Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you, for where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me." When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. What a great statement of love, ultimately, that this young woman, Ruth, had for her mother-in-law. The book of Ruth, as we emphasized, begins with the story of Elimelech, Naomi, and her sons leaving the area of Bethlehem, the red circle in the upper left portion of our map, and going into Moab, the red circle in the lower right portion of our map, in order to find food. While there, the sons marry, and Naomi gains two daughters-in-law, one named Ruth and the other Orpah. We don't know how old Ruth was exactly, but we know that women married very young in those days, probably in their teens. Within a period of about 10 years that they were there, Naomi loses her husband and sons to death. When Naomi learns that Israel has bred again, she purposes in her heart to return to her native homeland. Naomi entreats the daughters-in-law to go back to their people. Ruth does not. Ruth was likely in her 20s when her husband died, and she made this very important decision and strong commitment to be with Naomi. The book of Ruth really is a love story. It tells of a young woman who gave up her people, her family, her religion, her very life, in order to be with and to care for another person that she had grown to love. In turn, she ended up being the one that was cared for. Her name, Ruth, means lovely friend. So in our lesson tonight, it's a subject of love. In our lesson tonight, we will see Ruth's love demonstrated in three key areas, I think, that I've decided to call dedication, devotion, and determination. You should be able to tell the story of Ruth after reading the book and understand what it means after the lesson tonight, to have a dedicated love for someone, a devoted love for someone, and a determined love for someone. We see, in the first place, dedication in Ruth's love. Ruth dedicated herself to Naomi, we're told in chapter 1, the first several verses, of the book, Ruth had to make a choice. Orpah went back to live with her people. Ruth chose to go with Naomi. And she didn't make this choice out of any personal gain. She didn't make this choice because it would enrich her financially so she would never have to want for anything in her life. Naomi had no more sons for her to marry, as Naomi carefully reveals that information to her and emphasizes that when Ruth decided to go with her. As far as Ruth knew, she was going back to Israel to die as a widow. Ruth gave up her own personal comforts for this choice. She abandoned the gods of her people, and she agreed to accept the God of her mother-in-law. Does our love show true dedication today? Do we recognize this in the choice that we have made as people of God, children of God, to follow our God? Jesus said in Luke 9 and verse 62 that no one putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. That certainly requires dedication on our part, doesn't it? In Hebrews 10 and verse 38, but my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Ruth made this lasting choice with real consequences to that. Dedication is described as something or someone set aside for a specific purpose, a particular self-sacrificing purpose. And I think that describes the concept very well that we see exemplified by the example of Ruth. Do we follow God merely from the perspective of seeking personal gain? Do we do what God wants us to do simply to satisfy family members of ours, to make mother and dad happy, to make my husband happy, or to make my wife happy? I will attend worship services with them. Some people follow God because society expects it of them, much like politicians take certain positions on various things that come up in our country for the same reason, because society expects them to take a certain position. In 1 Timothy 6 and verse 5, that passage condemns those who think that godliness is a way of personal gain. Ruth expected no favors of Naomi in return for her dedication. There's nothing that even hints of that in the text. Are we willing then to give up our personal comforts in order to live according to the will of God? As children of God, many give lip service to God but don't really make any real sacrifices in their lives. Is this the kind of dedication that God would bless people for? Is this the kind of dedication that Ruth in her life exhibits so clearly on the pages of God's book for us to learn from? Some proclaim love for God until the time that inconvenience comes. And Jesus spoke about this during his personal ministry on this earth. Rather, we should have Paul's attitude that he mentions in Philippians 3, verses 7 and 8. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost for the view of the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, Paul said, and count them but rubbish that I may gain Christ. Ruth gave up things that were important to her, that were important as far as her family was concerned, that were important as far as her family thought her religious devotions should be. Love is sacrificing oneself for the happiness of another. It would do us well to make that same kind of commitment for our spouses. Ruth's love certainly does show dedication, doesn't it? Also, her love shows devotion. Ruth was a person who devoted herself to Naomi. In chapter 2, 11 and 12, we have this reading. Boaz replied to her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me. And how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and came to a people that you did not previously know. May the Lord reward your work and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge." Ruth worked in order to feed her mother-in-law, Naomi. She went to the fields. She gleaned the grain. She beat it out of the stalks, which was no easy task sometimes. The text says she came home with an ephah of barley, which represents approximately 5 gallons in our way of measuring things. For one person to get that much flour in a day's work, it takes a great deal of hard work to do that. Ruth cared for helpless Naomi in her age. We don't know how old Naomi was, but she was old enough to have 2 grown sons who had been married for 10 years. She was old enough to need support from other people. Ruth was even willing to marry a virtual stranger in order to accomplish this goal. Such devotion as this really shows great trust in other people. It demonstrates a true self-sacrifice. Devotion is described as ardent love or affection, synonymous with fidelity. It implies strict and continuing faithfulness to an obligation or duty. It stresses zeal and service amounting to self-dedication. From Webster's Dictionary. Does our love show true devotion today as Ruth's did? Do we understand the value of labor for those we love? Paul wrote to Timothy and expressed this concept in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." The reason that Paul would say such a statement like that is because it would be so contrary to live that way with the principles that God shows in His Word, which are full of love and a devoted type of love. He said to the Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 28, But he who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. And that certainly requires love for a person to do that, doesn't it? Share with one who has need. Do we understand our need to care for the helpless? As James put it in James chapter 1 and verse 27, "Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained from the world." Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, in that section where he is talking about how the saved care for the helpless, in verse 35 and 36, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me." A commendation for his people and their actions which preceded the love that they had in their hearts for other people. Are we willing to make those kind of sacrifices for other people out of our love to them and for them? That is, not die, but give up our lives to serve someone else. As in Matthew 16, beginning in verse 24, when Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? very serious considerations by the Lord there in reference to love and dedication and faithfulness and devotion. And we see that in the life of Ruth, don't we? Her life really shows us what true devotion really is. What a great example that is for us to learn from. And then thirdly, in her love, we see the concept of determination. Ruth is determined in the first place to go with Naomi in chapter 1 and verse 18. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, her mother-in-law said nothing else to her. She saw her determination. She saw that her compass was fixed. Her direction was set and she was not to be changed. Ruth determined to work for Naomi in chapter 2 and verse 2. Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I may find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." This was a hostile time for single women in this country. This country plagued by violence during the time of the judges. Men often took advantage of women in Ruth's situation. It would have been understandable if she didn't want to go and work because of the conditions that she lived in. But she went. We see her determination in her marriage to Boaz in order to support her mother-in-law Naomi. In chapter 3, in verse 5, she said to her, "All that you say, I will do. Whatever you tell me to do, that's what I will do." The law of Israel had a provision for marriage if no male child was in the family. It was the law of the near kinsman, and this required marriage. And so Ruth followed the customs of the day to initiate a courtship with Boaz under this law of God. How many young girls would let their mothers choose husbands for them today? How many in our society? There are some places in the world where this is still done, but America's not one of them, is it? What a strange concept that is to our ears in this country. To let your mother and father pick your spouse for you? One young man who was visiting the United States from India was asked the question, about how you feel about your parents picking your wife for you. And he said, "I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm too young to make that kind of important decision that affects me for the rest of my life." What a mature answer from a young man like that. But one that sounds so strange to American ears, doesn't it? Nothing could stop Ruth from these tasks that she was determined to pursue. Does our love show true determination today? Are we determined and fully set our compass and set our course to go the way that the Lord would have us to go in this life? Jesus told us in Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, to go and make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them. Are we determined to do exactly what the Lord said for us to do there? Luke 14 and verse 23 has an interesting expression that finds its application in going to others with the message of salvation and the message of God. In that parable, the statement is made, "Go out into the highways and along the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Do we work when the Lord tells us to work? Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 9 and verse 4, we must work the works of Him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. Notice the word "we" in that passage. We read that sometimes and think of that sometimes, well, Jesus is saying this about Himself. And He's saying that He must work the works of the Heavenly Father. But in that passage, Jesus is talking to His disciples, and He said, "We," and that's plural. "We must work the works of Him who sent me as long as it is day." Is there anything that can stop us from doing God's will today? Is there anything that will prevent our doing it? Nothing external can. Romans 8 and verse 31, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" If we're doing the bidding of God, we will not be defeated. We may feel like we are at certain times. We may go through trials and difficulties in working for the Lord and doing His bidding. But God is with us, and He'll see us through, and He will accomplish His purposes through us. His word will not return to Him void. He will do what He says. We're the only ones who can stop us. As one said, I have seen the enemy, and the enemy is us. We must have the same type of determination that Ruth had, to do the will of God in our lives in every way possible so that others can see Christ living in us and glorify our Heavenly Father. Ruth's love showed this kind of true determination, didn't it? If you think about the setting wherein she lived and the decisions that she made and the life that she chose, it's truly a remarkable thing. Really, it truly is a love story, isn't it? One of the greatest love stories ever recorded. Ruth's love showed a true dedication. It showed devotion, and it showed determination. Three D's that are simple for us to remember and simple for us to learn how important those lessons are. The less obvious love story in the book, I think, is that of God's love for His people. There are many references in the book to the fact that God is in control all throughout this short little book. There are several verses that show that God is in control. We may dispute Naomi's theology in certain passages, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, but we can't dispute the faith that she had and the love that she had and the dedication that was shown to her for good reason by her daughter-in-law. Note from the book that God is not only showing that love is a beautiful thing, but also that He was working out in His love for man His great plan to benefit man. Here God established the line that led to King David and ultimately led to the Savior being born into the world. The book of Ruth shows God's love for Israel and God's love for us. The book said to Israel, regardless of the times, God will show His love. He will show His faithfulness and His fidelity, and He asked for that in return among those who would be His people. He was working in the lives of ordinary people who had a faith in Him. He was working in the nation of Israel to give them a king. Those are messages for Israel. But there are messages for us. Regardless of the times, God will always show us that He loves us and He wants us to serve Him. God shows His love for people in general. The line that led to David ultimately led to Christ. Christ was a Savior that was allowed to come in the world to bless all nations, not just one. God shows His love for us, specifically every day that we live. He blesses us so richly. What a great love story in the book of Ruth. What about you tonight? Do you love God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength? That's what the Lord asks us to do. It's no easy task. It's not accomplished in a matter of a few minutes or a few hours or even a single day. It takes many of us a lifetime to learn and appreciate the goodness of that principle and the heavy responsibility in it. What about you tonight? Do you love God? Will you go down that path of dedication, devotion to God, and determination to do His will? And can we help you to go down that path? If we can tonight, please allow us the opportunity to do that by coming to the front and having a seat while we stand together and encourage you by singing this song.